This is Devin Waters with The Signal Online. I'm here with Dr. Ben Elrod and Dr. Ian Kosh, talking to them about what Tiger Serve Day is really all about.
Well, it means a tremendous enlargement of a vision. I never envisioned anything this large, and I give Ian Kosh and Judy Duvall a lot of credit for taking a basic idea and expanding it to what it is today. But it's a marvelous thing for Ouachita and the young people involved. I'm just thrilled to see how it has grown. Well, it's about serving Christ by serving people. I have a strong belief that when we help other people, we're serving Christ, and this is good training for young people to learn the joy of that. I believe that we only gain life when we lose life in service to others. And I think that is the secret to life. I'm glad to see young people learning that secret.
Well, Devin, I think that it's just delightful to see how service has become part of the DNA of Ouachita students. And they come out in large numbers. You can tell this morning that they came out with a wonderful spirit and kind of almost a sense of joy about it. And so I think it speaks well of our university and of our students that this kind of event is something they want to do. And you don't get the sense that they're just pulling themselves out, you know, because they have to do it, but they really want to do it. I think that's a very significant attitudinal change that we have seen in students.
Mm-hmm. And also, when y'all started Tiger Serve Day, what was y'all's vision for the event?
Well, that's a great question, and in some ways, perhaps we could say a day like today, where we have nearly 700 people who have come out, and they've come out willingly, is what we hoped would happen when we started in 1997. We knew that students, once they understood what this experience would mean for them and for the community, would just become, you know, more supportive of it over the years. And that's exactly what has happened. It's what we hoped would happen. And so it's always gratifying to see that what was a vision in 97 has become a reality here in 2010.